Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Grecian's Gossip. Jamie Hawkins here, and joining me to look back on last week's win against Notts County, Stu James. Hi, Stu.
Hi, Jamie. Nice to be talking about something so positive.
Yeah, contrast the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic game, wasn't it? Great result, much needed result. Obviously a game I would miss.
Typical.
Yeah, it's always the way, great one. So I've only had the highlights to go on, really. And I have to say, we were saying before we came on that such a comfortable win. I guess City didn't really need to get out of second gear.
They did. They had to work hard in the first half, I think, because Notts County started the better of the two teams. And for the first 20 minutes, they were the ones that sort of had the chances, really. They hit, I can't remember if they hit the post when it was 0-0 or 2-0, but they had a couple of half chances and looked a threat on the break. But then City just got a corner out of nothing, really, and that set the tone, because obviously Holmesy swings it in, Pierce Sweeney scores the header, and that really settled the team down. And then within 2 minutes, City picks up a loose ball in midfield, or one tackle in midfield, fed wide to Hiram, and he absolutely smashes the ball to Jaden, and Jaden manages to turn it in from close range. So all of a sudden we were 2-0 in front, having not really played particularly well, and that just seemed to settle the team down. County go and score an absolute worldie. So at half time you're thinking, you know, where's he's going to go? The old cliche that 2-0 is a dangerous lead really came into play. But to be fair to City, second half they were superb. They really kicked on and played really, really well.
And obviously I was sort of following the game as much as I could and saw City go into 2-0 lead. Quite early goals as well.
Yeah.
Couldn't really believe it. And then obviously Notts, as you say, get one on the stroke of half time. I mean, that would have just torn the team talks up. Both managers, you know, it's a cliche, but it's the best time to score and the worst time
absolutely,
to concede. And I guess there would have been a lot of concern that City might have, you know, collapsed in the second half, but in fact it was complete opposite.
Yeah, it was, absolutely. As you say, you know, there were a few people at half time thinking, oh, you know, we've done so well to get 2-0 in front and then concede that goal just before half time. As you say, it changes the whole sort of psychology when you go in at half time. So obviously County, you've got something, got themselves back into the game. And Harry Kewell said that post-match. He came out and said, you know, I really felt we could have gone on and got something. But yeah, I mean, they never looked like doing that, to be honest. City just played really, really well. And, you know, a couple of penalties and Jaden's goal as well. All of a sudden we were 4-1 up and cruising, really. So yeah, it was a really good day, and it was much needed as well, because I think the week before against Lincoln, there was not so much a lot of negativity around, but it was a bit of a wake-up call, I suppose, to many people, that actually, you know, things have gone so swimmingly so far. I know we'd lost to MK Dons and then at Fulham, but that was a real sort of, you know, a shock moment, really. But sometimes I think quite often managers learn more in defeat than they do in victory, and I think Matt Taylor would have learned a lot more from losing 3-1 or 3-0 at home to Lincoln than he did when we won 5-1 against Notts County at the weekend.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, you say the amazing start that City made, and then I think it was the Newport game 1-1 when Matt Taylor said that we needed a reality check. People were talking
absolutely
about promotion, like, you know, calm yourselves down. I did enjoy Notts County's best impression of Exeter in terms of the two handball penalties.
Yeah, it's like Dons all over again. It's bizarre.
The most blatant ones you'll see again, and Piers Sweeney stepping up again, you know, smashing the first one into the bottom corner, but unfortunately couldn't grab his hat trick. And I think we said before he probably won't get a better chance to score a hat trick. But how was he overall?
He was fantastic. You know, Sweeney's is a funny one, because when you speak to City fans, a lot of people have said, oh, I don't think he's been playing that well. For me, I think he's had an outstanding season. I think he's defended really well. He stopped crosses from coming in the box, which I think is a fundamental basic for any fullback, really. And going forward, I don't think there's many better attacking fullbacks in the lower leagues than Sweeney's. He's got such good delivery as well. And you saw that with the fifth goal, you know, it's his cross for Aaron Martin to head in the fifth goal. It was just such a shame that he didn't get that hat trick, because everyone was, you know, willing him to score it. Obviously, you know, right backs don't get that opportunity very often, and it was a poor penalty, to be fair, and it's one that he's normally is so comfortable with, because he just sort of pulls it into that bottom corner, but he dragged it wide this time. He got a little bit of stick off one of the Notts County defenders, who was chirping away in his ear both before and after the penalty. But the biggest shame is that Sweeney's had a load of his friends over from Ireland, and up in the bar afterwards they were sort of having a bit of banter with him, and there was a really good sort of vibe in the bar afterwards. And it was his birthday this week as well, so it would have been really nice if he could have marked his birthday with a hat trick.
Yeah.
But you know, taking the goals aside, you got to look at him defensively first and foremost, and I thought he was solid. As I say, there were very few crosses coming in from that side. The one sort of blemish, I suppose, would probably be the Notts County goal, because the guy just sort of cut in inside of Sweeney and managed to find that space to get his shot away. But apart from that, I thought he defended really, really well.
It's an interesting one with a defender taking penalties.
There's not many, is there?
There was a goalkeeper that used to take penalties, wasn't there?
Yeah, Steve Bruce used to take him at Man United, of course, back in the heyday.
Yeah, it's interesting. But it works. Yeah. So why change
it? That's the thing. I think it's one of those situations. It's like corners and set pieces as well. I think you just have to work out who your best player is, get them on set pieces, and then work everything else out around it.
Definitely not Harry Kane on corners.
No, that's one thing that you don't do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a great team performance, and the lack of goals have been quite concerning because it's been a few games now, and obviously Jamie Stockley, top scorer last season, started pretty well in the first couple of games, bit of a dry spell, but obviously great to see him back with a couple of goals. I mean, that's just going to do wonders for his confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Jaden's a natural goal scorer. We saw last season 25 goals. You know, he just thrives off scoring goals. And it's funny, he goes three or four games without a goal, and everyone's calling it a drought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's
That's a good thing, though, isn't it?
It is a good thing, because it shows how high the expectation is of Jaden, I guess. And, you know, we've said many times, if Jaden gets injured, then where are the goals going to come from? Because he's so important to the way that City play. But it wasn't just his goals on Saturday. He was another one that was just chasing, running around. And as Matt Taylor said afterwards, it's easy to do that when you're 5-1 up. And it was actually 4-1 at the time, just before the fifth goal. And Jaden was just chasing the goalkeeper down, chasing the fullback down. And it ended up with them making a mistake and the ball going out for a City throw-in. And of course, that's the sort of thing that lifts the crowd and everyone was cheering. And it was testament to Jaden, really, the hard work that he put in. He was really chasing those sort of, chasing down the defenders, really harassing them, making life difficult for them. But as Matt said, it's easy to do that when you're 4-1 up. It's more difficult when you're 3-0 down at home to Lincoln, which, you know, we didn't really see in the second half against the Imps.
Yeah, and he did score some pretty easy goals as well. I mean, the first one, I mean, like you said, tried to make it as hard for him as possible.
Well, it was easy in terms of being 2 yards out, but at the end of the day, that ball was smashed at him. You know, he could have just rolled it across for him and made it easy, but it almost knocked Jaden off his feet because he ended up falling into the back of the net.
It was obviously,
I've got to say though, Jamie, just before we move on, that second goal I thought was fantastic. Hiram Boateng in midfield, getting the ball, showing great strength, turning, feeding it off to Nicky Law. Nicky makes the run. Lovely first time cross into the box, and Jaden taps it in. It was lovely.
They have scored some really good teamwork goals. I think, was it the Carlow game, the first game, when Port scored? And it's great to see, isn't it? Because, you know, obviously you've got Stockley up front, the big target man, so you're going to get a lot of, you know, headers and set pieces, but they can actually also score some really nice
team goals as well.
Teamwork goals.
Yeah.
It was Harry Kewell's first game in charge of Notts County, of course.
And it was his first league game because he was in charge of the Checker Trade game as well. But
quite a strange debut. Obviously, this new rules come in where, you know, managers can send managers off. Referees can send managers off, giving yellow and red cards. And he was given, was it a red card in the end?
I mean, it was.
What led to that?
It was just before City's fourth goal, so 3-1 up at the time, and County had a penalty shout. I didn't think it was a penalty. I thought there was little the defender could have done. It was just smacked at him from close range. I'm not even sure it hit the defender's hand. But obviously he was there protesting, you know, going on at the fourth official. And while he was going on at the fourth official, City had broken up field, and it was the goal I mentioned a minute ago where Stockley made it 4-1. And then, obviously, the fourth officials called the referee over and said that Kewell had been having a bit of a go. And at first, he was only going to give him a yellow card because he had the yellow card in his hand. But then Kewell started sarcastically applauding him. So the referee's like, well, OK, you've left me no option now, but to give you the red. So that's what ended up happening. And, I kind of felt for the Radio Nottingham guy because he sort of led the interview post-match. And he said to Harry, you know, 5-1 defeat, sent off, it doesn't get much worse than that, and it really doesn't. And, you know, he was always going to get a tough answer from Harry Kewell, but to be fair, Kewell just came out and said, yeah, I just got, you know, just lost my cool really, and 4-1 down at the time, not happy with what he was seeing, and ends up getting his marching orders.
It's quite interesting that he gave that sort of reaction, because managers we've seen sent off, I think Steve Evans the other week, unsurprisingly, got sent off, and he just...
Derek Adams.
Yeah, and just... you know, unleashing hell at the referees. I mean, it's an interesting rule that's being brought in. It's obviously been used quite a lot already. I mean, but quite a few have already been sent off. So is it actually going to make much of a difference? A manager's actually
I think it adds to the entertainment of the game. You know, as I say, at first he was only going to get a yellow card, but he came over and gave the red card, and of course everyone was really enjoying the moment, apart from the County fans, of course. It's strange, really, because Harry Kewell's normally quite a placid kind of guy. And before the match, he spent ages just sort of signing autographs and having his picture taken with City fans. He was an absolute credit to the club, I must say. And, yeah, it's just, you know, that's what football's like, isn't it? People get emotional about it, especially when you're a manager. And he was not happy with what he saw. I think it was more a frustration with what he saw from his players as to what the referee... what you saw with the referee, because I didn't think the ref was that bad on Saturday, but his team were terrible, you know, defensively, not scouting, but just all over the place, they really were.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, obviously, you know, a lot of things expected.
Yeah, a lot of injuries at the moment, and it's funny, because I've got a friend who's a Notts County fan, and I said, I think they're really missing Richard Duffy, who City fans will remember well, of course. Not the best player by any stretch of the imagination, but he'll come into the back line, organise, talk to those around him, and that was what they missed. They had no leadership in that back line at all.
So much experience, hasn't he?
Exactly,
quite a while now. You mentioned injuries to Notts County. Obviously, there was one downside to City's win. Injuries to Troy Brown and Craig Woodman. Troy, obviously, you know, he's got a bit of a history with injuries, having only just come back, of course. I mean, was that one a case of perhaps coming back too soon?
I don't know. I'm going to speak to Matt about that later on, because obviously we all expected him to play on Saturday, and he was, you know, set up in the stands from quite early on in the afternoon, really, so he was never going to be involved. It sounds like a recurrence of his knee injury, which is a concern. You know, he's probably played only one season in the last 2 years, half a season each, really. So to have another knee injury is a massive concern, because he's a key player to Exeter. You know, I still think he's our best defender. He's a threat in the penalty box, you know, in attacking sense, and he's very good defensively from set pieces as well. So, yeah, it would be a massive loss if we lost Troy Brown, I think. But that said, that, you know, Dean Moxey moved in at centre-half and had another good game at centre-half, and Woody came in at left-back, and then Woody gets injured and limps off 5 minutes into the second half. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see what Matt Taylor does on Saturday if both those players are out. I think the likelihood is... it'll be as we finish the game against County with Dino back at left back and Luke Kroll coming in at centre half.
Couldn't see someone like Jimmy Oates or the O'Shea guy coming in?
Possibly, but I mean, you know, you went up to Fulham as well.
Yeah.
Defensively, they look quite good. Luke Kroll at centre half, and I think that's just the next plan.
Yeah.
You know, plan A, plan B, plan C.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the stage that Matt Taylor's at now, just bringing Luke Kroll in left-footed, so it gives you that balance of a left-footer and a right-footer and centre-half, and then Dino back at left-back. I don't know what you think, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, it's so frustrating when, you know, you see great centre-back partnerships formed. Like last season, Troy Brown and Jordan Moore-Taylor were formidable, and then one of them gets injured, and it just doesn't look the same. And obviously this season with Brown and Aaron Martin already seem to be forming a great partnership, having only played, you know, a few games together. But yeah, I agree with, you know, what you say about Moxey. He does seem to be better at centre half these days. And Luke Kroll, you know, I've always been a fan of him. He's he's had his moments, but obviously he's...
as the phone goes off in the background,
it shows we're in office.
Yeah, it shows we're live as well.
Just talking about Luke Kroll. See, he's had his issues with injuries, but you know he is a really good player. You know, he's obviously playing at left back or centre back. He's quite calm and composed, so I wouldn't be against seeing him come in. I mean, it's good to have these options, isn't it? Because last season we had issues when Moore Taylor or Brown was injured. Yeah. Troy Hanville, Danny Seymour came in, and
if anyone
was at that game with them two playing together, it didn't go well.
I think you made a good point, actually. Last year as well, with Troy and Jordan playing together, I don't think Jordan played so well without Troy alongside him. I think he really struggled. You know, not only were they a right footer and a left footer, but they just complemented each other really well.
Must just affect players psychologically. It's interesting. Obviously the game we're talking about the weekend is Mansfield away. It's going to be a tough game, isn't it? You know, Mansfield, that obviously one of the favourites to go up. It was interesting last season because they were absolutely flying, and then Steve Evans decided to leave, and then David Plitkoff came in, and they just sort of collapsed out of the playoffs completely because they were looking no long for at least automatic promotion. And obviously they'll be looking to go one better this time and make the playoffs. It's just going to be a tough game, isn't it? They've got really good players.
Absolutely. It's funny though, because you know, I think we all know it's going to be a tough game away at Mansfield, yet when you look at City's record at Field Mill, we've actually not lost there since 1998.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, although that said, they have had a few years in the conference, as we did as well, so we did play each other for a few years, but that's still a very good record, and I think we've been up there 5-6 years running now, and we've not lost at all. Mm. So, had some good wins as well. I remember Ruben Reid with a last-minute penalty up there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A 3-2 win up there as well, so... Yeah, there's no reason why we can't go up there and get a result. But as you say, it's going to be tough because they had a good squad last year and they invested even further in the summer. So plenty of good players there.
Yeah, they're a big physical team as well. Flickhoff's obviously, you know, been at Barnsley and Swindon and got a bit of a reputation as, you know, a direct team. But as we said before, with many teams like Lincoln and Newport, it's effective. So you'd expect the same as well. I mean...
Well, that would be the interesting thing. So, as we said earlier, you know, I think Matt Taylor would have learned more from the Lincoln game than he would against Notts County. And when you look at Mansfield, you'd say they're more like Lincoln than they are Notts County. So it's going to be more of that type of game, I think, where the ball's going to be in the air for quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to see how much City learned from that Lincoln game.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully they won't be bullied as much as they were by John O'Kindy in the game against Lincoln.
Just interesting, you say on the whole physical of League Two. I remember Mark Cooper, the Forest Green manager last season, I think they lost, I don't know who it was to, but after the game he basically said, because he likes to play football on the ground, as Tisdale did, of course, and he basically came out and said afterwards, look, I like to play football, but in this league I think we've just got to hoof it up more.
Yeah.
So perhaps maybe when, you know, they come up against teams like Mansfield, Lincoln, other teams, maybe Matt Taylor might have to think, you know, twice about his tactics, perhaps, you know, go more direct.
Well, you have to do that with every opposition, I suppose, don't you? And, you know, I think a key reason as to why we won so well last week was because he brought Jordan Tilson back into the team. You know, Tilly came in, he played really well up at Yeovil on the Tuesday, but he just sort of anchors that midfield, and it allowed the likes of Hiram Boateng, Nicky Law and even Jake Taylor to get forward and join the attack. And it's no coincidence that, you know, Tilson's sitting there winning the balls, and then, you know, you get Nicky Law crossing for Stockley and Hiram crossing for Stockley as well, and they're setting up the goals. So it was a tactical decision that Matt made last week, and as he said, he gets judged on those sort of decisions, and fair play to him, it came up trumps last week.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully Exeter can carry on this the good win on Saturday. But that's all we have time for this week. We'll be back again with more of the same next week. But until then, stay tuned on Devon Live for all the latest news and views from St James's Park. Bye-bye.